This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers says he will not be helping President-elect Donald Trump fulfill one of his biggest campaign promises. Trump has said he'll activate the National Guard for mass deportations of people who are here in the U.S. illegally. Evers says don't count on Wisconsin. He will not send troops to help with that effort. And developments here in Madison after Act 10 was repealed last week. The local teachers union has already reached out to the school district to start bargaining. The right to collective bargaining was stripped from union workers in 2011 thanks to Act 10, the signature legislation from then-Governor Scott Walker. Now that a Dane County judge has restored the right to collective bargaining, the local teachers union is demanding negotiations with the district. Madison Teachers, Inc. reached out to the administration saying they're ready to come to the table. Staff from the district say they're consulting lawyers and figuring out next steps. In regards to the actual court case, Republicans have already filed an appeal of the ruling. The issue will almost certainly end up in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And timing could matter because right now the court has a liberal majority, but there's an election in the spring to fill the seat of Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who's retiring. We have more updates about the drama on Madison's Common Council after an alder is accused of harassment. Charles Miazzi represents District 18. He's been accused of harassment by multiple women, and a former deputy mayor has accused him of abuse. Complaints were filed under a new Common Council policy, and an independent firm said the accusers were credible, but they didn't have enough evidence to substantiate the claims. Some members of the Common Council have proposed to censure Miazzi, and now the mayor has moved to remove him from his five committee assignments. Miazzi responded, saying his critics are trying to, quote, sideline a black man who refuses to back down, end quote. The Common Council will vote tomorrow on both censuring Miazzi and removing him from those committees. He has previously said he intends to stay at his post until his term ends in April 2025. New resources are coming in the fight against addiction. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is launching a progressive program to make treatment more accessible to more people. It's called the Wisconsin Deflection Initiative. The state is getting $7 million from the Federal Department of Justice to make it happen. It's a community-based approach, so it involves different disciplines: law enforcement, health officials, community advocates, and mental health care providers, all working as a team. Their goal is to reach people before they fall deeper into addiction, get arrested, or overdose. There are currently about 15 deflection programs statewide. And Middleton is one step closer to selecting its next police chief. And if you live in Middleton, they want your input. Current chief Troy Hellenbrand is retiring. He's held the role since 2020. Now the search committee has narrowed it down to three candidates. One is a captain with the Milwaukee PD. Another is a captain in New Berlin. And an internal candidate, Middleton PD's operations captain. The search committee is hosting a town hall Wednesday night with all three candidates. You can submit questions ahead of time. And then the search committee plans to use that feedback in their discussion when they're making their choices. Hellenbrand's last day is December 18th. And happy holidays to us. Gas prices are still dropping. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell again last week, dropping 5.2 cents per gallon for an average of 271. This is over 10 cents lower than a month ago and more than 11 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. You can find gas as cheap as 247 in Wisconsin, though the most expensive is 338. The average in the nation has fallen below $3 per gallon for the first time in well over 3 years. Officials at Gas Buddy say the national average could potentially fall another 10 to 15 cents by Christmas.
That could mean we'd be close to $2.50 a gallon around the holidays. Today in the Madison area, the average is $2.75 a gallon. And I saw tons of people over the weekend bringing home their Christmas trees. Did you know that you could actually go into some Wisconsin state forests and cut your own? Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsinites who want the experience of trekking through the woods, finding the perfect tree, cutting it down, and taking it home can do so from some Wisconsin state forest for just a small fee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Wisconsinites can harvest a holiday tree or evergreen boughs from certain state forests, such as the Peshtigo State Forest in Marinette County. Permits vary, but average at about $5 per tree. Visit the DNR's Forest Products Permit page for information on how to harvest a holiday tree for your home.
And last week, Oxford announced their word of the year is brain rot. When you're taking in too much media, scrolling socials, watching TV, listening to podcasts, that it all gets a little mushy in there. Now, Merriam-Webster has announced their word of the year. It's polarization, defined as division, where people are moving toward extremes instead of closer to the center. But you already knew what it means. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks beat Brooklyn. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks picked up a win, beating the Brooklyn Nets at the Barclays Center, 118-113. After the game, Doc Rivers agreed his team got off to a slow start.
You know, it's funny. It felt like we played awful offense. We were shooting 57% at halftime, but we turned the ball over and gave up offensive rebounds. And they had a 10-shot shot cushion on us. Now, in the second half, we got to the foul line a lot, so it looked worse. But we only took 68 shots tonight, which is unheard of in a basketball game.
The Bucks host the Orlando Magic in an NBA Cup quarterfinal tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, Willy Adames agreeing to a 7-year contract with the San Francisco Giants over the weekend worth $182 million, the largest deal in that team's history. The 29-year-old shortstop played 4 years for the Brewers. NFL, Packers back at work in meetings and getting ready for a road trip to Seattle to play the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Joker 2 was universally panned as a terrible movie by critics and audiences alike, who in some cases walked out during screenings. There is at least one dissenting voice, though, in director John Waters, who says Joker Folie à Deux is one of the best films of 2024. According to Variety, the director of Hairspray was quoted as saying, "Finally, a love story I can relate to," and added, "Stupid critics, Gaga so good, Joker so right, die, dumbbells die." That's John Waters. If you're curious to see if you agree with Waters or the rest of the world, Folie à Deux drops on HBO Max Friday, December 13th. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga and is directed by Todd Phillips, who decided to make the sequel a musical. Critics and audiences seem to agree to a letter, or number, how good or bad the film was, as Rotten Tomatoes posted a 32% from each group. It might be worth a watch, though, and a little less painful if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your own home. Brace yourself for a new Hollywood reboot, folks. Scrubs ran for 7 seasons from 2001 to 2008 on NBC and then 2 seasons on ABC. The original executive producer and showrunner, Bill Lawrence, will also commandeer the reboot, but as of right now, there is no cast yet attached. Maybe they should cast those two guys from the T-Mobile commercials. Looking for a good murder mystery? You might want to check out the show Cross. Cross is based on the best-selling Alex Cross novels by James Patterson and is quickly gaining viewers. The show logged 40 million views in its first 20 days of release, making it the 6th most viewed show ever on Amazon Prime. Aldous Hodge plays the brilliant Alex Cross, a detective and forensic psychologist who pursues serial killers. Season 1 is currently available to stream. There's always a decision to be made on New Year's Eve as to where to watch the countdown or who to listen to. Variety reports that CNN has confirmed that Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen will host the network's New Year's Eve live event. Not a big surprise, really, as this will be their 8th year in a row hosting the event from Times Square. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and goes past midnight, or until you tell your kids it's midnight and put them to bed. Don't you hate it when you're trying to have a good old-fashioned fistfight and a Mariah Carey concert breaks out? Let's reverse that. Fans at a recent Mariah Carey concert got into a Donnybrook while she was singing her "All I Want for Christmas Is You" at the end of the show. A 20-second clip of the incident went viral and shows people how not to behave at a concert, how not to fight, and how not to frame yourself in a video. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 40s with winds southwest at 5 to 15, 15 to 25 here by this afternoon. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder, 30. On Wednesday, some light snow with a high of only 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.